You're listening to the Creative Explorer Podcast, Episode 7. In this episode, I will talk about why it's good for you to get messy, so let's get going. Hi everyone, I'm Linda Sheehan. This podcast will inspire you to be creative and to play, even if you have a lot on your to-do list. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen to this. The Creative Explorer Podcast is produced weekly for your enjoyment, and you can find the show notes at lindaerson.net/CEP. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS reader or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook and pretty much everywhere else on social media. All the links are in the show notes. Let's get on with the show. In this episode, I will talk about how getting messy is good for you. I'm also going to give you a creative prompt, something you can do easily and in a short amount of time to get some creative play into your day. A small caution might be in order. If you're sensitive to language, I must warn you that the occasional swear word might slip through the cracks when I edit. So what am I working on? I'm working on a watercolor symbol painting, and I shared how I created that specific background on my blog last week. I'm working on some web design. I've created a new look for my websites, and I'm finishing it off. I'm rearranging my blog, bringing in the art again. I'm planning more hangouts. The next one will be somehow connected to crafts. Since the previous ones have been about art, I wanted to do one that's crafty. I'm doing some how-to videos, and I would love to hear from you about which ones you would like me to make. I'm planning some weekly events on Periscope. One that's called Fembi's Forecast and one that's Friday Happy Hour. I'm going to do something for the creatives as well. I just haven't figured out what yet. Maybe you can give me some input on that. I'm starting the second local landscape painting, and if you want to, you can help me decide if it's going to be mountains, a lake, a stream, or fields. I'm preparing to do the October Creativity Challenge again. I have to start doing that now. If you want in on that, just go to my website and you find the link in the menu. So how can getting messy be good for you? First of all, it makes the threshold for creating something lower. When you don't try to arrange the creative process to be less messy and try to keep everything in its place while you create, the threshold shrinks and it gets easier to start a project. It challenges the perfectionist voice in your head. Oh boy, does it ever. That inner perfectionist will scream the first time you finger paint or spread pieces of fabric all over the floor. It makes you more courageous. You dare to make a mess, so you will also dare to take more risks with your art and crafts too. Do you think making a mess is scary? Does it make you cringe? Or are you fine with it? If it's a major problem for you, we could have a playdate and work on it. You save a lot of time by not trying to get things perfect before you start and during the process. Just think about how much time you save when you don't have to plan anything, you don't have to make sure you have the exact right kinds of materials, you just get to it and create something. It frees you up to think creatively. When you're locked up in worrying about how messy it will be, or how bad the cleanup will be, you limit yourself. Think about the cleanup when you're done. It keeps the child within alive and well. I've told you before how important play is. Life is so much more enjoyable when you play. You can also learn new things and find new ways of doing things. If you dig in and play around, you explore, and when you explore, you can discover. And last but not least, it's fun. It's not just three-year-olds that love to dig their hands into paint or clay or dough. Adults find it fun too when you give it a chance. We're just as tactile as the kids are, we just don't use it as much for some reason. Today's inspirational words are by Danielle Laporte, and she says, choose magic over the mundane. I think that's very fitting for today's subject. Today's creative prompt, do some origami today. There are lots and lots of descriptions on how you can do this. You can make it easy or you can make it difficult. It's up to you. I'd love to see what you create, so please share it in the Creative Explorers group. That's it for me today. Thanks for listening to the Creative Explorer podcast. The next episode will, among other things, be about finding new ways through creative experimentation. If you have any questions, just reach out to me at linda@lindaerson.net. Remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.